The day you have been dreading has finally arrived. You have to go to the gym without your professor. He took 11 too many car bombs at the bar last night and still isn't awake. Respect. Now you are faced with a decision. Skip your workout today and lose all your gains, or reach into your pants, grab your nutsack, and drag yourself to the gym by it. You still may have the crippling fear of being ridiculed since you are fairly new to the gym. But in reality, nobody cares, because once again, you are small. No one is even looking at you, because you are not even big enough to see. It is, however, easy to spot your insecurity through your double XL hoodie draped over your non-existent traps. But even though you're about as noticeable as the rack of dumbbells below 15, you still do not want to brand yourself as a rookie. Here are some things to avoid. Half repping. Half repping is one of the most flagrant offenses in the gym. It's the act of not completing the full range of motion required to count as one whole repetition. In other words, you are putting in half the work. It means you are not interested in following through, hard work, and results. Remember, you lift because you want some stares. You want that attention. But in the tadpole stage, the only time people are going to pay attention to the weight you're lifting is when you throw on more weight than you can obviously handle. If you look like you're built from Kinex, people are going to get curious when you start messing around with daddy weight. They may not necessarily be worried, even though they should be, but they will begin speculating. You can bet dudes are standing on the sidelines asking themselves, is this guy really going to lift that? Am I going to have to lift that bar off him? Either way, let me watch in the mirror. Trust me, no one is impressed by how much weight you can re-rack, bro. If you want to earn some respect, then concentrate on full range of motion and good form. Even though you may not put up real weight for a long time, a little respect is better than no respect. Half-assing more weight than you can handle is far worse than lifting what you can handle properly. Face it, you have a long period ahead of you of lifting weights that most meatheads use as door stoppers. Listen, you gotta ride a few ponies before you can run with the bulls. See chapter 10 for a full breakdown of what it means to half rep. Putting clips on the Smith machine. I may not be the smartest guy in the world, but I am the smartest guy in the gym, aka the world. It doesn't take a whole lot of smarts to know that putting clips on the Smith machine is mythically dumb. It's almost too dumb to believe, but hand to God, I have walked up to the Smith machine and removed clips from it. Now, you're probably wondering why I was even using the Smith machine in the first place, but we all have lapses in judgment. Truth is, I was trying to rip the bar off the Smith machine because all the barbells in the gym were being used. Anyway, I appreciate that you're trying to follow gym etiquette. There is nothing more embarrassing than having some loose plate slide off the barbell when you're benching or squatting because your dumbass forgot to put clips on. But let's just think about this for a second. The only way the weights are going to fall off the Smith machine is if the whole gym flips on its side. Gravity, bro. Use your head. Curls in the squat rack. Proceed with caution. The squat rack is a sacred hangout. It's the clubhouse for hardcore gym rats. And the moment they see you do your first curl in the squat rack, you pretty much become the tender white dude who walks onto the prison yard courts and tries to play soccer with a basketball. Ouch. There was only one place to do squats. The squat rack. If the squat rack were meant for curls, it would be called the rest of the gym. If you do not want to ruffle any feathers, the squat rack is not the place to be pumping your guns up for Seth's awesome pool party this weekend.